The explosion sent a dark plume of smoke high into the air on Sunday. 8 people, including a child, were injured by flying metal shrapnel. A pregnant woman who was in the vicinity later miscarried. Some Juba residents who live near or inside the military barracks say many families panicked in Katorpayam when the explosion occurred. Resident Dina Louise says the sound of a heavy explosion prompted families to take cover.
Yesterday was the worst day. We were all scared at home. People don't know what to do. It was at mid of night. We are just hearing voice. People are running. People are crying. Children are crying. Yeah, it was really hard. Even I don't know what to do at that time. But we thank God everything was fine and we are alive.
Civilian Joshua Daudi, who also lives inside the military barracks, says some families tried to rescue soldiers and civilians living near the ammunition depot. He says some squatters live inside military due to lack of land.
In normal circumstances, civilians are not supposed to be in the barrack. But to our situation now, they should supposed to provide a place for the civilians to go or to relocate them so that they at least find somewhere to stay. Like now, if you see in the barrack, maybe thousands and thousands of people are in the barrack. So it will be very hard for them to be just told to go out without not be shown where to. It is a bit hard. At least maybe they are told to move to a specific place. This is when we shall maybe accept to go.
John Makwach lives in Jeberona, a residential area near Juba's oldest military barracks. He says the explosion caused Jeberona families to fear for their lives.
This military barrack is actually within the city and is not safe sometimes. Well, such kind of thing can happen. If it was not by God's grace, maybe many people would have died. If they really want, at least they have to look for a place which is very far from the citizen. Because I know those who are in Gerda, all of them are not soldiers. They can look into it, what will help the country and the citizen.
One resident, Sarafino John of Katorpayam, is urging the government to relocate the barracks and to avoid future risks from explosive weapons.
We are all South Sudanese and we should love ourselves. We know these are things for protecting our dearly country, South Sudan. So these things has not to be kept within areas or within the main town. It should be taken away from the town because away from the town, there are only animals and the vegetation that has covered. But within the town like this, there are very many people who are sitting near like this and in areas close. In case anything happens, people will lose their lives. So the government should help us, the civilians, by not keeping these things within the city or within the town. They should take it some kilometers out from the town for the safety of the civilians, more especially children.
Major General Lu Rai Kong, the spokesperson of South Sudan People's Defense Force, warned civilians who are living in the barracks that they must relocate.
The military barrack had been encroached on by civilians. And that's the reason why 2 civilians were wounded. As SSPDF General Headquarters would like to appeal to civilians that had encroached on our facility to reconsider their position and withdraw, relocate to safe areas. Military area is dangerous because of the nature of our equipment. Our equipment requires to be in a place that is only inhabited by the military, not by civilians. So we like to appeal to civilians that had encroached on Giada barracks to relocate so that they don't become victims.
Philip Agwet Panyang, a lecturer at the Institute of Peace, Development, Security and Strategic Studies, says the encroachment by civilians at the barracks happened after the signing of the Comprehensive Agreement 2005, and that this mistake is due to negligence.
It is wrong, actually, for the civilian to be staying near the barrack. That is 100% a mistake. So those civilians that are living within the barracks should be relocated long time ago. Because a military barrack should be a military barrack. At least if there are residents, they should be within a specified distances. But those who are very close to the military stores, the military barrack are completely doing the wrong thing and endangering their life.
In May 2006, a similar explosion occurred in Juba, leading to loss of life. Dozens of weapons were also destroyed. The leadership of the SSPDF says different types of weapons were destroyed in Sunday's explosion. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.